Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You know that feeling you get when you just know the universe is about to mess you over and there's not a bloody thing you can do to stop it? Yeah, that feeling. Well, the men and women I'm here to talk about today might play tough bastards on television, but even they couldn't hide their impending doom. The cold resignation was right there in their words and actions, there for all to see on national TV. I'm Andy from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 wrestlers who knew they were on the way out. Number 10, Dean Ambrose from 2019 episode of Raw. Vince McMahon's attempt at crushing Dean Ambrose's character on his way out of the company inadvertently teased some of the comedy we'd later come to expect from Jon Moxley. Almost doing the job for Nia Jax and going 50-50 with EC3, Ambrose was sliding into the abyss before WWE saw money in bringing back The Shield for one last ride. Now, to do that, they needed to reunite Dean and Seth Rollins following their bitter split a few months ago. To do that, they scripted a bumbling Ambrose on television, just no-selling the entire feud. And he nailed it. He wasn't a prop comic anymore, but sharp, quick-witted, and with an understanding of how to make people laugh. So, just like he is today, then. Number 9, Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 14. HBK hadn't wrestled since the infamous Royal Rumble casket bump a few months earlier, but he raged into Mania 14 like a man determined to have one last WrestleMania moment, even if it killed him. Talk of The Undertaker taping his wrists backstage have apparently been blown out of proportion by the years. But it wasn't a stretch to believe that the former champ wasn't even remotely concerned about putting over the next big star in the industry or indeed headlining one of the most crucial shows of the era. Looking like he was ready to run through multiple brick walls, Michaels tried to keep up the pretense that he was still the effing man, in his own words, even if his body was rejecting the cause. Devastated and broken, Shawn's heart was on his sleeve, even if it was blackened and shattered. Number 8, Gail Kim from WWE Monday Night Raw, August 2010. Wrestling really could do with more people like Gail Kim. Years after leaving WWE, she highlighted the misogynist and myopic tendencies of the people in charge while she was there, referring to some stipulation matches as, and I quote, "some of the most traumatic moments of my life that I have to live with feeling like I never had a choice." Ripping the piss out of a broken system she was only too happy to be moving out of, she lost an August 2010 battle Royale by literally rolling out of the ring within seconds of it starting. The Raw commentary team didn't notice the flagrant avoidance of kayfabe, blind as they were to any of this actually mattering, and after eliminating herself from the match, Kim announced her intentions to leave WWE just days later. Number 7, Brock Lesnar, WrestleMania 20. Brock really had nothing left to lose when he flipped off the WWE audience on what he genuinely believed would be his last night ever as a pro wrestler at Mania 20. He'd lost the WWE title to Eddie Guerrero 1 month earlier, lost what was supposed to be a dream match with Goldberg that very night, and was about to lose the spotlight courtesy of a Stone Cold Stunner. All were deemed reasonable casualties to stop Brock losing his mind. Tired of the horrendous grind of being a WWE superstar, this was pure exasperation from the Beast, even if it played as petulant to Stamford loyalists. Number 6, Diesel at WWE In Your House 7, Good Friends, Better Enemies. As well as battering the piss out of Shawn Michaels at In Your House 7, Diesel claims to have one last beating saved for Vince McMahon himself afterwards. He had rather sinisterly promised Vince a surprise in the latest of his work shoots on company management after what they'd done to the Diesel character in the prior year. This existed to set up a chaotic spot that saw Michaels taking a jackknife powerbomb through the announce table while Vince was standing right there. The silly buggers didn't even bother to move all the rubbish off at first, and as McMahon was forced to endure the closest look, the tension felt as real as the aggro in the rest of the match. Number 5, Sasha Banks at WWE WrestleMania 35. Having willed the women's tag team titles into existence 2 months earlier, you could forgive Sasha Banks for feeling a little peeved at WrestleMania 35, when she and Bayley were told they were going to have to drop them to a comedy act in only their second defense. Banks has been a proud performer for years. The confidence underpinning her work was always completely real, and the creative collapse of the titles she fought so long and hard for, well, that was probably a lot to take in. Disdain was painted across her face as she performed at this show, but her hiatus after the show was a wise move. With her energy levels fully restored, she returned with more fire than ever later in the year. Number 4, Hulk Hogan at WWE King of the Ring 1993. Ironically, it was Hulk Hogan's aversion to ever putting people over that made it so apparent that his loss to Yokozuna was drawing a line under the first iteration of Hulkamania once and for all. Most discussions around Hulk Hogan in 93 center around what a rotten bugger he was as relates to Yoko and Bret Hart, and of course, Vince McMahon's desperation to recapture what was evidently long gone. In one amazing night, Hart stole the show, Yoko claimed the gold, and suddenly, the conversation had changed. It would be 9 years before it ever changed back. Number 3, Bret Hart at WWE Survivor Series 1997. Bret Hart put both the professional and the wrestling into professional wrestling, so much so that you'd never know that Survivor Series 97 was to be his last match with WWE. But thanks to the unprofessionalism of his boss, you sure as hell knew by the time he'd left. So the Montreal screwjob unfolded the way it did, and Bret, unable to do anything unless it was absolutely perfect, clocked the situation long enough to hoy a big old glob of spit right on Vince McMahon's face before the cameras had even cut. Whatever rumors had circled about WCW and Bret going there were confirmed in that moment, even if the show was off the air by the time he signaled it with his fingers in the air. Number 2, Paul Roma, WCW Super Brawl 5. An act of selfishness became one of self-sabotage here, as Paul Roman simply decided not to bother selling for his match with WCW pet project, the young up-and-comer Alex Wright. The way this match plays out, it's like a man who's deliberately trying to get his walking papers without looking weak on the way out. Well, that probably isn't the case. It's notable that this was indeed Roma's last WCW match on pay-per-view, and his loss foreshadowed many more on house shows until his contractual obligations were finally completed. Clearly, Roma picked the wrong time and the wrong person to go into business for himself with, making the company's choice to let him go extremely easy. He worked only 8 more matches before finally leaving Atlanta. And number 1, Bray Wyatt, WWE Monday Night Raw, April 2021. Having lost in embarrassing fashion to Randy Orton at WrestleMania 37, Bray Wyatt returned with a Firefly Funhouse for one last promo that has since taken on far more heft, you know, because it was the last we saw of the guy before he got released. It was all new beginnings and nut-killing rambling rabbit, all while in a really weird moment he rather flirtatiously bollocked Abby the Witch for calling Alexa Bliss a nasty word. Yeah, latter stage Bray Wyatt got kinda weird. But I digress. The separation from Alexa was confirmed, and all of this seemingly set up another new chapter for a character that had once again been hung out to dry by creative. Instead, all of this applied to Wyatt himself. A short "see ya" at the end of the video sealed it. Unwittingly, Bray was bidding farewell to the audience one last time, the poor fella, and now he's a free agent.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.